This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, Cheryl.
Yeah.
I'm coming in live from Toronto.
Okay, live from LA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is an international podcast recording.
And it's a very special one.
It is.
No, we have someone so fun today.
So fun, so funny. Such a great, great person alive on this planet. We're all lucky.
Yeah.
We're alive on this planet at the same time.
Wow, you're really getting deep. What's going on in Canada?
I love Greg Barron. I can't help it.
Oh, my God. That's our guest. God.
Did I spill the beans?
Yes. All right, let's just get to it. Let's just get to it.
You're supposed to say welcome to.
Oh, ladies. I was so mad at you. Okay, ladies and germs. No, ladies and what do we call them? Jerks. No, that's kind of mean. We'll switch it back over.
If they're sensitive, then they can scram, clown.
Ladies and jerks, welcome to Air Guitar Nation.
It all started when Tig and Cheryl met in the mid-2000s.
Hey, nice to meet you, Tig. I'm Cheryl Hines.
Hi, Cheryl. I'm Tig Notaro. Should we do a podcast about documentaries?
Yes.
A podcast about documentaries?
Is this microphone on?
Five furious frogs fiddling faintly. Furious frogs fiddling faintly. Five furious frogs fiddling faintly.
I am the first ever podcast. And Tig and Cheryl are following in the sound of my footsteps.
Let's get started.
I'm so ready.
Tig and Cheryl.
True story. Hey, Tig.
Hey, Cheryl.
We have a really fun, this is going to be fun. We're spicing it up today.
Oh, yeah. It's very spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have I was going to say a hot man in the room, but then that's not nice to a guy. Then you're objectifying them, and we don't need to do that to him.
No, we don't. No. We do not. I don't think he would appreciate that.
He'd be so angry. He's listening to us right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's here.
He's here. He's queer.
Get used to it. I don't think so.
No, he'll never get used to being queer because he's not, but he's here.
So today we are talking about Air Guitar Nation, and it's a 2006 documentary directed by Alexandra Lipsitz. It follows contestants. Oh, God, that got a little dicey. It follows contestants in the first ever United States Air Guitar Championships as they qualify for and compete in the World Championship event held annually in Oulu, Finland. The film premiered at the AFI Film Festival and is available to watch on Amazon Prime. Do you want to tell everybody who our guest is?
Well, I know this character from comedy clubs and life itself. And he happened to be one of the main stars of Air Guitar Nation. And we happen to know this guy. Like, I sent him a text and was like, hey, want to be a guest on my podcast? And he had no questions, just like, yeah, sure. Let's welcome from the stand-up comedy world, from the rock and roll world, from the talk show circuit, from television, from the book circuit. he's just not that into you. Well, he's into Tig and Cheryl, true story. He is Greg Barrett.
Hey, everybody.
Greg, how did we meet?
We met, I briefly dated Jennifer Coolidge. And the first time I met you was with Coolidge.
I love Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah, I met you once at the Growlings and then once at a party, and I think it was at her house.
I'm going to tell you one quick Jennifer Coolidge story.
Oh, okay, great.
So back in the day, we were auditioning. We were auditioning for the same role for this TV show. It was a very popular show, and it was a big deal. This, you know, if you got it, whatever.
Is it Friends?
No, okay. I'm embarrassed to say the title because it's so long ago. You're going to be like, are you 100?
Was it The Waltons?
It was Gunsmoke. No, it was Third Rock from the Sun. Third Rock from the Sun. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm going in. I'm like memorizing my lines. I'm trying to focus. And Jennifer's there. And the script was not that funny, you know. It was it was fine. But I hear her go in, and they are laughing, like, so hard and so loud. And I'm like, what is she doing? This cannot be the same script that I'm looking at. What is she doing in there? And then she comes out, and the casting director, like, felt sorry for me that I was supposed to go in after her. Because she's like, that's not a nice act to follow, because she just killed it in there. So she said, I'm gonna put somebody between you guys. And I said,
well, that's not nice either, but go ahead.
It's a tough business. So I go in, put me in there. So Tig goes in. So I go in, I do my best, you know. They sort of chuckle a little here and there, but it was no Jennifer Coolidge audition. No. So then later I hear that Jennifer got the job. I see her backstage at the Groundlings Theater. And I said, what? Can I ask what you did in there? Because the script was not that funny. And she said, oh, I went in there and they said, we've been dying to work with you for the past 10 years. And I said, you guys can go fuck yourselves. You had 10 years to call me in if you wanted to work with me.
Oh, my God. That's amazing. That sounds exactly like Jennifer.
Yeah. And they all laughed. And then everything she said was hilarious. And she got the part. And I'm like, that's...
And I bet you anything, she didn't have most of the script memorized.
Oh, I bet she didn't.
I would run lines with her all the time. And she would never have it. Or she didn't care.
She didn't care.
She didn't care. Sometimes I would help her fix her hair before she... I go, like, we should... put you together a little bit. Like, she just did not give a shit.
No, I think she was clipping in her extensions when we were talking before she went in for that audition.
On our first date, she took out her... She was wearing breast fillets. And she pulled them out in the car.
On your first date?
Yeah.
Is
what
it
are
early
breast
in?
Fillets?
You know,
they're
when
these
it
little,
sounds
like
I need them.
They're cutlets that you put in there to lift them up.
Yeah, they're little
gels.
Yeah,
I should get those. Yeah. Uh-huh.
They're like gels.
Yeah, you're not going to wear these. But did she take him out, like, later in the date or early in the date?
No, early.
Oh, she was just like, fuck it. This is what I look like.
Yep.
Why even put him in?
I don't know. Listen, I'm not going to talk about Jennifer's breast size, but she's well endowed already. Once again, I just talked about her breast size. It's none of my business. She's a woman that's...
What is your business?
I don't know. I'll tell you what my business is keeping this podcast on track.
All right.
Okay, so you guys, we're going to circle back to Air Guitar Nation.
That came out in what year? 90 or 2003?
2006.
2006. And you said you have no real recollection of it, or you haven't seen
barely,
it in a while?
Barely any recollection.
Well, that's
I worked on the show.
I
worked on Sex and the City for 5 years, and I can't remember the names of the characters. Are you a Stanley? I don't know.
What are their names?
Miranda,
Carrie.
Charlotte. Miranda, Carrie, Charlotte, and, oh boy.
Samantha.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right. And wait, Greg, you wrote the episode, and you said in the episode he's not that into you or something, and it turned into a book. Is that
Oh, yeah, tell us
worked?
That.
I said it during a lunch break to one of the girls who was dating somebody that didn't want to have sex with her.
Oh.
And then Liz Tuchillo, who ended up being the co-author of the book, sort of grabbed it out of the air. Mm-hmm. I don't really remember saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh my God, he's just not that into you. That's so perfect. And then we made it into an episode.
Oh, and then from
and
then
that
episode.
And then you made
episode.
It into a book.
And then the episode was really popular. And so then we decided to, it was Liz's idea to make it into a book.
Thank God for Liz, huh?
Oh, Liz, totally. It's
and
all
then,
Liz.
And then it turned into a movie.
Yeah.
And then we made it into a movie, yeah.
I mean, Greg, you just said something in the break room, and then you're like, where do I sign? Where do I sign?
But it's so brilliant because as I'm speaking as a woman, because that's all, you know, that's how I see the world. But because I'm sure men feel
with
it too.
With your breast cutlets.
My cutlets on the table.
She really wears her cutlets on her table.
I wear my cutlets on the table for all to see.
Always said that about Cheryl. She wears her cutlets. She wears her cutlets on the table, and that's how you know you. That's how you know she's a straight shooter. She's a straight shooter. She's not going to bullshit you. She's going to put her cutlets on the table.
I'm putting my cutlets on
that's
the table.
That's how you know
guys.
She's female. That's how you know I'm female, and that's how you know Cheryl's being honest with you. Is we flop her cutlets out on the table for you.
Flop them right out.
Greg, are you eating during this podcast?
No, snacking. It just seems like it.
Oh.
I had a little bite of something.
Oh.
Well, I know you love snacks.
I love snacks.
But
I
what
do too.
I was saying,
oh, go ahead,
Tig,
Cheryl.
And I know that you're hanging on every word, is
yes.
I'm saying what people do when you're, especially when you're at the beginning of a relationship or if you like somebody and you go out on a date and then he doesn't text you or call you, you think, oh, I bet he's been working really hard. He might have lost his phone maybe something happened with his internet. And you come up with all these excuses of why this guy is not taking 2 minutes to send you a smiley face.
You, if he was into you, he would go get a burner phone or some extra phone. And he would be like, or he'd call from his friend's phone.
Yeah.
Or he would
exactly.
Go, like it's truly the thing of... And again, this is Air Guitar Nation episode. But if he's really into you,
we're about to circle back to that.
It's so about like a car salesman. Like if you go in and you tell the salesman you want that car, you're gonna make sure you walk out with that car.
You're gonna let
anybody else get that car.
Yeah.
And we're back on Air Guitar Nation.
Well,
with Greg
But by the way, that's why Greg was so brilliant because in one sentence, he spoke volumes because it's like, it's not that he's mad or he's scared of getting hurt or whatever it is you think it is. It's,
whatever you come up with.
It's just that he's not that into you. And it doesn't, you're never going to know why, but just let it go.
Right.
And did you ever apply that to your life, Cheryl? Were
yes.
you ever like, because of Greg?
Yes.
Oh,
because,
wow.
Because, by the way, it was so, it felt okay to know that, to just say, hey, sometimes somebody just doesn't feel like calling you because it just, and it's like, oh, okay. Well, that's okay. Somebody's just not that into me. That's okay. Then I can't force it.
Right.
And Greg, have you thought about in this podcasting day and age having a? I mean, I know you've been podcasting for years, but have you considered or thought about or gone running from the idea of he's just not that into you podcast?
It would be fun for about an episode,
and then
it would just be a lot of repeat business.
Yeah, it would be people just calling in and saying, hey, we went out. We had a great time. It's been 2 weeks. I haven't heard from him. What should I do?
You know what? I think I have my own Sex in the City episode and my own book and movie because, you know, the comedian Taylor Williamson, Greg?
Yeah, I like him.
Oh, I love him. He said something. I love him so much that the first time I met him, we were on the same flight. He came up to me, introduced himself to me, didn't have an ID, and tried to rent a car I rented a car, told him he could get in the car with me, and I'd take him to where he needed to go. When we got to where I was going, I said, you know what? You can take my car.
Aww.
Oh, wow.
You really fell
and
in
I just
love
met him. Wow. Anyway, he was telling me once, and I know that's so dangerous and illegal to do, but anyway, he was telling me once about a girl that he was very into that he had gone out with.
Yeah.
And he was like, I don't understand. I haven't heard back from her. We had such a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you had such a great time.
Oh.
There's my book.
Ooh.
There's my movie.
That's good.
You had a good time.
That's right.
He said that really stuck with him. And it like helped him kind of move on from this girl that he was really locked into.
Yeah. Tig,
write
it.
It's my book.
Let's write that up.
Where do I sign? Greg, again, thank you for coming for Air Guitar,
Air Guitar Nation. Okay, you guys, so Air Guitar Nation. So in this film, it's mostly guys.
It is mostly guys.
Yeah. Mostly guys, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's pretty straightforward. They compete in an air guitar contest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're following...
It's very straightforward.
It's almost too straightforward.
Yeah.
There's no twist.
Curveball.
No.
Nope.
It's exactly what it says
air
it is.
Guitar. Yeah. Nobody showed up wanting the refund because it wasn't exactly what they thought it was going to be.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
These guys, they compete.
Mm-hmm.
They're adorable.
Mm-hmm.
They don't take themselves too seriously, yet seriously enough.
I would say some people take themselves
They took themselves, seriously. My recollection is they took themselves very seriously.
Yeah,
some of them
watch a different movie.
Some of them acted like they were actually in bands.
Yeah.
Well, and that's my question, Greg. You're a great guitar player and an all-around musical guy. And I'm sure you've got some really incredible air guitar moves.
Mm, I do. I am quite good. The reason I got the job was I had a bit in my first special where I talk about how to play air guitar, how simple it is, and how I don't like people who are bad at it. And oh, put the guitar I didn't know up you could above be your bad. Waist. Yeah, you can be bad at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, see, that's how I felt about C. Diddy. I felt like he played the neck too high.
Too high. You got to have it
he
really
played
low.
Way too high.
Yeah.
And I'm a very basic guitar player, but I know you don't play like this. Mm. That's how C. Diddy plays.
People
played.
Can't see what you're doing.
But they know what I'm doing.
No, they don't
if
know.
They, even if they don't, who cares? But... You know, he should
She's
have gone
holding
up the
one
neck.
Of her hands up high.
Cheryl, nobody cares. Nobody cares. Well, you didn't just help the episode.
There seems and, to be... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I'm just saying, like, as a guitar player, why didn't you compete? And how many of those air guitarists are actual guitar players? Because it seems like,
seems like none of them had ever held a guitar.
Yeah, quite, I don't think that...
At least a few of them.
Yeah, based on where they were playing on their imaginary neck of the guitar, it seemed like they weren't guitar players. And then my question remains, why don't guitar players compete? Because
they're playing real guitars.
No, no, you play the air guitar without the guitar and you really know where the notes are
but I
where
think,
to play.
But that's what I'm saying. Real guitarists are... They would rather, you know, hear their own music that they're playing than dance around the living room in their underwear. Which brings me to the other hand. So Tig's like, one hand is up high over your
Cheryl
head.
Cheryl has her one hand really high. just in case anyone's confused.
And then the other hand, you know, that's supposed to be holding the pick or whatever. Yeah. I mean, there were some questionable placements of where that hand goes. It mostly seemed like the pubic area.
I think that's the place for it to go, really. You should be sort of fanning your genitals.
That's where it should be.
That's
okay.
Where it should be. Low.
You should, be
low.
Fanning your genitals.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Fanning. You make the okay sign, and then you turn it upside down, and you fan your genitals like this.
Okay, now, Greg, will you walk us through your bit about air
Well, that's it. That's what I say. Fan your genitals.
I felt like... I felt like that was a bit, and so it reminded me, let's hear the bit. That's it?
Yeah. Well, you know, I talk about, you know.
Oh, he's standing
up.
All we can see are his genitals.
There it is. It's just my genitals.
Their genitals are in his jeans.
He's in his jeans. He's wearing his jeans. But he's fanning his zipper area.
And then this just goes up and down.
Oh, and then his other hand is going up and down.
Goes up and down. Up and down the neck.
This is your bit.
And you also hold your finger like this, so you just put the three. You just use the three.
Do you think that people like to watch this because it's slightly sexual?
Could be.
No.
Oh.
No. Wait, you just revealed something very weird about yourself. Were you aroused during this
I don't know if I would say aroused, but it was, you know, sort of adds to the excitement because if somebody's fanning their genitals, you can't help but to look in that area. And by the way, there was one guy that was completely nude.
Yes, I thought of you then, Cheryl, because I know you don't like to see nudity.
That's not true.
Is that true?
No.
Cheryl is frightened.
Of nudity? I know, it's all right. Some people are. No. I don't love it.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
I sometimes find it unclean.
Yeah, I mean,
it's very unclean with very many different people.
We had a documentary where the artist is present, and
it's called The Artist is Present.
Oh, right.
We had a documentary where the artist is present.
Oh, okay. It was called. Thank you for clarifying. And one of her art, what are they called? Installations. There were two naked people standing in the doorway, and you had to pass through them. And it was a tight squeeze. So you're either like rubbing up against one or the other. And I was saying, I don't love it.
No.
But Cheryl, we already talked about that in that episode.
This is a little.
Are you bringing out old stories again?
This is a little Easter egg for people that are still listening. Okay, so in this film, there's a guy named C. Diddy. That's basically who we're following in the film.
Who was playing too high up the neck?
I enjoyed C. Diddy.
He was great. Oh, I did too. I loved him as a person. He was adorable. He was really great at air guitar. But as a below average guitarist like myself, the hand was so far up the neck.
Yeah, it was high.
Well, so we ask Greg, then what are the judges looking for in when they're judging the air guitar contest? Are they looking to say, oh, he really hit that G chord the way he was supposed to? Or is it just like, hey, he did a flip and he was half nude and then he got down on his knees and jumped up and did the herky split?
Yeah, Greg, is it the first one or the second one?
It's the second one. It's the second one.
Yeah, nobody's looking at your technique, if you're hitting the chords.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, you have to sort of be in rhythm. Your rhythm has to match the rhythm of the song.
That's reasonable.
Right, but they don't care where you are on the neck or what chord you're making with your hand.
Well, I think some people, you know, one of the judges was Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
Uh-huh.
And Tom is a great guitar player. And I'm sure he would tell you that if somebody is playing low notes and their hand is way up the neck, they're going to take points off for that. That's not where those notes exist.
That's what I would do as a judge. I'd be like, what are you doing up there, C. Diddy?
Yeah.
You're great at this, but bring your hand down the neck.
No.
And what do they get points for?
I don't remember how they did the judging. I just know that it's a popularity contest. As I recall, and I don't know if this is in the movie, was there a girl? Mm-hmm. There were only a couple girls in it, right?
Yeah, there was one girl that seemed like she was an early reject from the Runaways.
Right. And then there was another girl. Yeah. Was there a girl in a schoolgirl outfit?
Yeah. We're spilling some beans.
Yeah.
But at the very end of the film, but we won't tell you why she was there, but yes.
They are on the edge of their seats. Do tell.
I'm not going to tell you.
Do tell.
I'm not going to tell you why she was there. But yes, what did you want to tell us about the ladies?
Well, she came in and did the splits, and everybody lost their mind.
Oh, they were in a good way.
Well, it was incredibly sexual. Yeah, it was incredibly sexual.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, listen, most of the guys are shirtless. Even C. Diddy, his sort of look, his signature look was he had an open silk robe with a Hello Kitty backpack.
Oh, yes.
Turned around so you could just see the little kitty face over his exposed chest. And then, I don't even remember what kind of pants he was. Was he wearing pants?
Yeah. Tight pants.
Tight pants. Yeah. And these guys don't necessarily have to be in shape.
No.
I mean, I didn't see anybody like doing sit-ups or doing push-ups before the event.
No.
That did not seem to be part of what they were judged on. So it was okay to let your belly fly.
They weren't running around with Eddie Van Halen circa 1978 body.
They weren't.
No.
But I think that also made them more charming, no?
I mean, sure.
Okay.
It definitely feels like these guys, this isn't the thing that pays their rent.
Right.
No.
So, you know, their body is probably not the number one focus.
Right.
Right. They just got to get their fake notes right.
Right. So if you're a CPA by day and then you do this at night, they're not too worried about the six-pack.
Or the kegger.
No.
I saw a few keggers.
Okay, so C. Diddy, his real name is David Jung. And he's an actor, right? I mean, they said that in the film. I did not have time to Google to see where he is now.
We're busy people.
Anybody else?
We're very busy people.
But he was so charming and fun, and I loved watching
him. And he was married. He got married to his high school sweetheart.
God, you are really jumping ahead. That is at the end of the film. Oh, my God. Yes.
We just lost half our listenership.
And so there was another guy, too, named Bjorn Tarok.
Yeah, yes. I remember Bjorn.
I really liked him. I liked him like somebody where I thought, oh, I'd like to be friends with Bjorn Tarok.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Did you not like him?
I did.
And did you like him, Greg?
He was very serious.
Oh,
he was very serious?
He was very serious about what he was doing.
Oh, I thought you said curious.
Yeah.
Well,
he was very
that.
Curious. He asked a lot of questions. Mostly of me. What do you do?
What's
Where are
this?
You from?
What's that?
Did you? You wrote a book. Why are you here? What's your connection?
He's so curious.
He's so curious. What day is it? What day is it?
What days isn't it?
What days
Bjorn,
is it?
Bjorn Turok was, his name is also Dan Crane. And what's interesting about a lot of these people is this is like their alter ego that competes. Mm-hmm. And so their real persona is a different, usually sort of more quiet. Mm-hmm. And then their onstage persona is, you know, ramped up and crazy. Except the lady with the long mullet that you just talked about.
The Runaways reject?
Yes. She, well, let's not call her reject. Maybe inspired by the Runaways.
Okay.
She had a long blonde mullet, and I saw no difference in her personality when she was interviewed and her personality when she was on the stage. So she was the only one I felt like that really had, you know, a foot on
Consistency.
The ground.
Consistency.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So cheers to that, you guys.
Now, Greg, here's my question. This is air guitar competition, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is predominantly metal.
It's predominantly metal.
That's what this is.
Yeah.
This is heavy metal. While I was watching this, you know, I was thinking about there's so many incredible guitarists, you know, flamenco guitarists, there's country music guitarists.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I mean, you know, Mr. Brad Paisley, a phenomenal guitar player.
You know,
player.
He's a very good friend of mine. Do you know that? I'm just saying he's a very good friend of mine.
He is a very great guitar player.
Yeah, he is.
That's so sweet.
But he's also very, he can really play metal.
He can shred like a rocker.
Yeah, if you want to see something really cool, watch there's a video of the showrunner from Game of Thrones, Tom Morello, Nuno Betancourt, Scott Ian, and Brad Paisley all playing the theme from Game of Thrones. And they're
all
shredding. And that gives you the chills.
Oh my God, that's so cool. Okay.
That sounds incredible. I'm going to watch it. But you could also just go up and play a regular run-of-the-mill Brad Paisley song and shred one of his guitar solos.
Sure, sure.
And it's, you know, kind of poppy country.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to be a part of this competition and I want to bring a Brad Paisley tune?
I would support you on that.
I think, thing you have to remember is
I'm going to play Check You for Ticks.
Yes. Will it get the crowd on its feet, though?
Yes, I will.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Here's the thing. As a performer, I will.
Okay.
Okay. I think the gauntlet has been thrown down.
Would I just ruin the whole thing if I'm like, hit it, Slim?
Who's Slim?
You know, I don't
That's who runs the recorder or the pushes play?
Yeah, press play.
No, I think you would elevate it. I would like to see this happen.
Or like dueling banjos.
Right?
I mean, it could be done. Right? I think you're going to lose to AC/DC every time.
Yeah. But I'd like to see her try.
Okay.
I support it, Tig.
I mean, it's music cosplay, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, with space work. It's people doing, it's not to get all mime about it, but it's all about space work.
Right. You leave a space for the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I thought it was interesting because the guys in the film, there's a competition and then the winner goes to Finland to compete in the worldwide competition. And I thought it was very sweet when you heard the two guys that started the competition because they said that it was supporting peace, that if you're holding an air guitar, then you can't hold a gun or a rifle.
Yes.
And I thought that was very sweet.
It's very sweet, but it's not true.
Right.
Because you have nothing in your hands.
You can still squeeze it in.
That's when you could actually hold
the whole in that philosophy is you're right.
Yeah.
It isn't true. It isn't in fact true.
You actually could.
The sentiment, the intention, it's all so positive and wonderful.
Yes, it is. It's very sweet. It was funny. And so this guy, C. Diddy.
Why is his name C. Diddy? What's the C for? Mm. Did I miss that when I got up to get snacks?
Mm-mm, I don't know.
I kept hoping somebody would tell me why.
Right.
Why C. Diddy? Because what is his name?
His name is David Jung.
Why not D. Diddy?
Well, right, because I guess P. Diddy was probably popular
or
at the time.
Or J. Diddy for his last name.
Right. Oh, J. Diddy. That's cute.
Thank you.
now, that I don't know. I don't know.
Well, David, if you are listening.
And we know you are. Hit us up. DM me. Slide in my DMs.
I asked Stephanie. There was an area of Instagram where I had never gone before.
Oh,
where there are
sexy.
The messages from people that. You know, mm-hmm. And I was like, is this what slide into my DMs?
Yes, exactly.
And she was like, yeah, I can't believe you've never looked in there.
How many did you have in there when you went to go look?
I don't know. It was, of course, endless pages.
Endless. Well, we love you,
so
Tig.
Hot. Tig, you're so sexy AF.
So C. Diddy won the competition in L.A., and there's a close second. This guy that... We're also crazy about Bjorn Turok. He decides to fly himself to Finland to be in the contest because he feels like if he just had one more chance, he could win it. Mm-hmm. And they go to Finland and they have a little camp. Mm-hmm. What's that called? Like a prep camp? Like an
Greg, do you know the answer to
that? I don't. I really don't.
Greg from the movie. We go to Greg from the movie.
Hey, it's Greg from the movie, everybody. Guys, guys. Greg, it's Greg from
Air
Guitar
Nation. Do
you
know what we're talking about?
I forget. When you wrote me, I was like, oh, fuck. I was in that thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you were hosting.
I was hosting the LA event.
Yeah.
The producers were really good friends of mine.
The producer of the movie?
The producers of the movie, yeah. It was Dan Cutforth and Jane Lipsitz, who was the director's mm-hmm. sister. But they would go on to create Project Greenlight, Project Runway, and Top Chef.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
They really...
did well.
They did well, but they can really see what's interesting and fun about people and mm-hmm. figure out how to display it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I want to put it out there that if there's another competition... I would like to co-host it with Greg.
Yeah.
If Greg would have.
No,
same.
I would.
Same.
Yeah.
I'd like to also
say.
And then we'll also bring Cheryl.
The three of us will host it.
Yeah. So that's something to look forward to. Okay. So they go to Finland.
Uh-huh.
And yes, it's a little serious and people and they're working on their jumps and their slides across the floor and galloping across the room with their air guitars.
Hey, I'll catch up with you guys later. I got to work on my gallops.
And so that was interesting.
That would be to the Brad Paisley music.
You know, I got to stop drinking and go practice. I got to go practice. I can't be out galloping. Guys, I can't be out with you tonight. I should be in
That's
my room
right.
galloping.
Galloping.
Galloping. Should we listen to a clip of this? I mean, it's hard.
Of galloping?
Well, just...
Thomas, could you pull up a clip of galloping?
Can
you Google? I feel like we did that on another episode. Okay, so this episode, could we hear the sound of galloping, please?
Okay, here we go. Oh.
But that is how a lot of Iron Maiden songs sound.
Oh.
A lot of metal has what's called galloping in it.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah.
We learned something today. That never happens on this show.
That has not happened once.
Not once.
Not and, any information going into our brains, no. And nor was there information going from our mouths into our listeners.
No. But today, it was very little information, but galloping is used in some heavy rock.
Yeah.
Right?
Heavy rock.
Didn't want to say metal.
Yeah. Well, you know, and of course there's a lot of galloping in heavy rock.
But you know what I was thinking about when I was watching this? Because it's fun when you watch some of these and people that are good at what they do and you're spotlighting this little event, but the people that are stars of the events are, you know, it's a big deal and people love them and they're gathering around them. But when you take them out of that little world, they're just like the guy at McDonald's standing behind you. You don't know who they are. But I was thinking about...
That's rude.
I was thinking about... I went sailing with Lyle Lovett once.
Uh-huh.
All right, everyone gather around. Here comes some name dropping. Okay.
Well, Lyle Lovett...
I went sailing with Lyle Lovett.
Well, because doesn't that sound... It doesn't sound like something you would imagine Lyle Lovett's doing, but he, you know, he went out there in his cowboy boots. And it's just funny because when you take him out of, you know, his world and you plop him into people wearing like khakis and khakis and button downs, and then you have
He went sailing with you and your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
You didn't join Lyle Lovett on Lyle Lovett's sailboat.
But I had this idea that Lyle had had a love for the sea.
I did too.
Oh, no.
And that but he still wore his cowboy boots on his
own
boat.
That's what I pictured too. I was like, this is incredible that
he loves to sail.
And he loves a pointed boot.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, you know, when you take somebody out of their element and you put them in a different thing that's completely, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly you forget that he's like the superstar, amazing musician when you're like, hey, can you pull the rig?
So you're saying when you took Lyle Lovett out of his world and put him on your sailboat, he became the guy behind you at McDonald's.
Well, not in those words.
We heard you.
And that's how is the prism in which we're looking at these people in Air Guitar Nation.
Right. It's just funny to think of, you know, when you're out of your element, then you're just like, who cares? Nobody cares who you are.
That's right.
So you guys, so they go to Finland. And now there's the I mean, I guess we're going to spill some beans. So if you're
before you spill the beans, Greg, what do you think of our podcast?
I love it.
Are you enjoying yourself?
I love where it's going. I love where it's been. What it wants to do and what it's achieving.
What do you suppose it wants to do? I think we're very curious about that.
Well, it wants to do something.
Yeah. But we never get around to it.
But it may not be doing anything.
it's definitely not. We never quite get there. So, listen. I don't want to ruin it for anyone, but the event happens, 5,000 people show up, and then C. Diddy from the USA wins. And it's a big deal, and everybody goes crazy.
Espiendom that's just for everyone.
It's combining the two words. I just speened him. And that's the story, would you say?
Greg?
Yes.
Were you sleeping?
No. I was totally awake.
Greg, I'm not offended if you were sleeping. It's fine.
He was hoping there was going to be more. That was not going to be the end of what I said, but that's all. That's really all I have for you.
That's all there is, really.
Yeah.
That's really all there is. So, you guys ready for our final thoughts?
Greg, are you ready?
I'm totally ready.
It's time for our happily ever after.
I wish I had more for you.
We wish you did too. We wish you did too, frankly.
Yeah.
I feel like I just keep waking you up while you're having snacks.
Oh, God.
Who are the guests we've had? We've had the director of Tiger King.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Eric Good, yes.
Yep. We had Stephanie Allen, who is my beautiful, lovely wife.
Yeah, yes. Right.
We had
Amanda Knox.
Amanda Knox, who people thought killed people in Italy,
but she didn't.
Right. Okay. Wow. How is that?
And we've had
that's a lot different
amazing.
Than Eric.
Yeah, you'll have to go back and listen to the episode.
I will.
We don't have
that's how
we don't have time to talk about it right now.
We had Maggie Baird, who is Billie Eilish's mother, talking about Billie Eilish's documentary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Love that documentary.
Yeah, so good. We had
Soleil
Moonfry, Punky. And now we've had Greg Barron. Oh, I thought you were our third guest. But that's a pretty solid.
I like that she thought you were our third guest. And it's...
But that's a solid lineup of guests.
It is.
Come on.
I'm proud to be in that group. That's a great group.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's a great group of people.
I mean, top notch. Those are all such great documentaries.
Oh, the bump you're going to see on this one. The bump. And the drag. The bump and then the drag. The big pool of people. The bump and the drag.
Well, there's your spinoff podcast, The Bump and
the
Drag.
The Bump and the Drag. Like, you know, my podcast is called Don't Take Whoa. Bullshit from Fuckers.
Is it really called that?
Well, yeah. We don't cuss on this.
Oh, is that right?
No, I do. No, I do. Tig doesn't.
Oh, good for you. I'm glad.
Yeah.
It's unclean.
Yeah.
Now, Greg, what is your podcast about?
Relationships.
Oh.
Okay.
We take two relationship questions. It's very simple. Very simple. Uh-huh. And it's me and a guy named Kane Holloway, who's a very funny comic.
And how do you know Kane?
I went on his wife's podcast, and she said you guys should be friends. She's on a podcast called Self-Helpless.
That's so great.
Yeah.
I like that title.
She said you and my husband should be friends.
Aww.
They've divorced, but we're still friends. Yeah.
Are they still friends?
Yep. Yeah, they are.
And did she call in to your podcast to talk about him?
No, I wish she had.
Yeah, maybe you guys could have helped them.
Yeah, it would have been, yeah.
You know, some relationships have an expiration date.
They do.
Okay.
I mean, I'm very good friends with my ex-husband, who I'm sure is listening right now. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Hey. Okay, guys, it's time for Happily Ever After Thoughts.
Hey, Paul. Hey.
Where we give our final thoughts on this week's documentary. Did you cry, Greg? Did you cry?
I didn't cry.
Oh, you don't even remember this film.
Did you cry during this recording?
I cried during my performance. when I was hosting the show, I cried.
Tig, did you cry?
You know what?
Mm-hmm.
I got, I wouldn't say teary-eyed, but I felt emotional. When C. Diddy won and went up there.
That's very sweet.
And, you know, it reminded me of that stupid moment that you cried during Hands on a Hard Body.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Hands on a Hard Body is a good one. When did you cry?
It made Cheryl cry at that movie.
I cried because the guy who won the truck, after he spent so long keeping his hand on that truck, and then he gave it to his wife.
Yeah.
Here's my feeling.
Listen, we go through this every week.
Greg,
but I'm
right.
He's not going to let this go.
He did that to look good on camera because he knows he's getting that truck too.
That's not true.
I mean, giving it to his wife?
That's not true.
Please. That's his truck. It's still in his driveway.
You think the worst of people, Tig.
I sure do. I sure do. And I saw it immediately in that guy. I mean, it's like buying a house and then being like, honey, I'm giving this to you.
I got
but
this
I'm
house
also for- going to live here, and I have a set of keys. It's like, yeah, of course.
That's not the same.
It is.
Greg, this is the question. This is the million-dollar question that we have at the end of the podcast. But you're not going to know this because you don't even remember the film.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll ask you anyway. Who in this film were you attracted to?
Who was I attracted to?
And Greg, you can imagine the frustration when people tune into this show because it's a documentary podcast.
Right.
It sounds like NPR,
right?
Like, you know, intellectual breakdown of a documentary
a
film.
Review of what it means to society and
the
film world.
Yes, but who were you attracted to, Greg?
Whoever the Asian girl was that came and did the splits.
Oh, okay, now I can tell you. So the Asian girl who came and did the splits, she won the title the year after C. Diddy won.
Right, and then she went on, it might have been Conan back then, but she was on either Conan or Fallon, but it was Conan.
And did her
performance on television, yeah.
Oh, I like it. Lady power.
Yeah.
Tig?
Yes.
Who were you attracted to?
I know who I was attracted to. I almost spilled the beans right away.
Bjorn to rock. Here's the thing about Bjorn.
Uh-huh. The dimples?
No, he is cute. He's very cute. However, I think I was more attracted to C. Diddy because I like
him. He's married. Bad news for you, Cheryl. He is married.
I like his personality, whereas Bjorn Turok, I don't know. He kind of went in and out of likable.
I liked him. I liked his intensity. I liked his passion about his nonsense.
Oh, and you don't think C. Diddy was passionate about his nonsense?
I do.
He was passionate.
It's a goofier passion, whereas Bjorn Turok
was a serious.
He was like,
I'm going to take it down.
You just don't like where C. Diddy put his hands.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't like him fanning his.
No,
oh,
you.
Wait, me?
Yeah.
Oh, me.
Because it was up here.
Yeah, but I also didn't like where his other hand was. I didn't like any of the hand placement.
Okay, guys.
All right, so we didn't have to fight over anybody this time.
No, we didn't. No, you can have Bjorn Turok and I'll have C. Diddy. God, it never, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. We both fought over Tina Turner so hard.
And Tina, if you're listening.
And she is.
And she is. Please reach out. We are Tig and Cheryl.
Slide in our Gmail. DMs.
Yeah, slide into our DMs, Tina.
But you got to remember to look at them. You can't just tell people to slide into your DMs.
I know. I
and
never
then not
look
know
at
they're
them.
There for 2 years.
That's me. I don't know.
I
either.
Know.
You guys. Mm-hmm. I think that's it for today. We've had an extraordinary podcast.
Greg, do you have anything you want to promote?
Oh, you can listen to my podcast, which is okay. Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers, but the words are spelled with asterisks. And yeah, that's it. Instagram is It's Gregors. Yeah.
All right.
That's all I need to promote. That's it. I will tell you, Tig, I talked to one of my very best friends today, who went and saw your movie last night in a movie theater. It was his first movie theater back.
Army of the Dead.
Yes.
And
he was
right?
raving yes. about you before I even told him I was going to be on your podcast.
Wow.
Raved.
Wow.
Yeah, he raved. He said you were just great. He said Tig was just amazing.
Was she sexy AF?
Sexy AF, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Was she smoking a cigarillo in this?
Yeah.
Is this the one you smoke your little tiny cigarillo in?
Yes, but I need you to not mock it with this ridiculous act out that you're doing.
Like Groucho Marx.
Yeah, you do like Groucho.
Well, I appreciate that, and please thank your friend because Army of the Dead, when you hear this episode, it's either in theaters or out of theaters, but it's for sure on Netflix by the time you hear this. Yeah. I won't bore you with any other details.
Thank you. We're keeping it nice and tight in front of Greg. That sounded weird. Okay.
Greg, it was such a treat to see your mug.
Yeah. Really you fun. Guys too. It was great.
Thank you. I hope
it
you come
so
back again.
It was so fun to have you.
Yeah, anytime.
Why would he come back?
I don't know. Because he's going to be, even if he's not, like, doesn't have anything to do with the film, he can still come back.
But why on earth would he come back?
Because he had a blast.
I did have a blast.
Would you rate your time that you had 1 to 10? Just genuinely. Like,
yeah, you're not
going to
hurt
about
our feelings.
Hurting our feelings.
No, because you're not going to come
Cheryl
back.
Cheryl and I are both very
tough.
Yeah,
we're
we
like
don't,
lizard
we're not
skin.
Very
alligator
hypersensitive.
Skin.
9.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Oh,
no,
what am
Greg,
I doing?
Come
what
on.
Am I doing? Why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I
why
just love
it not
the,
a
why
10?
Wouldn't I love the shit out of this?
He didn't think you'd believe him if he said 10.
I don't love what I was doing.
Oh, what do you mean?
I loved what you were doing. Thank you, Greg.
All right, guys.
We will tune into your podcast.
Greg.
Thank you. By the way, next week we'll be watching Icarus, which you can watch on Netflix. Tig?
Cheryl, should we do it again?
Yeah, let's do it again. Tig and Cheryl, True Story is hosted by me, Cheryl Hines, and Tig Notaro. It's produced by Gabby Kopasich and Thomas Willett, audio engineered and edited by Thomas Willett, with music by David Sussin. Special thanks to Patrick McDonald and Stephanie Allen. Follow us on social media for updates and review and rate True Story on Apple Podcasts. We really appreciate it. You can email us at TigandCherylTrueStory@gmail.com.
Thank you.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.